remember that day so well. That's the one day I remember like no other. It was a day game. I didn't really know. I knew it was an early game. I didn't know really what time. This is when it all started. Mm-hmm. I wake up at the Adams Mark at 6 in the morning. I walk to the stadium. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a car there at the time. And I get over there, and it was probably around 7-something. Oh, nobody was there. I didn't have no idea. I go down. I go to the clubhouse. The clubhouse doors was locked. I went upstairs, and I talked to the security guy at the front desk. And I said, can you open it? He goes, oh, John, I can open the doors for you. I go inside. It's dark in the clubhouse. I'm the only one here, first one here. Only thing I saw was a Budweiser sign. It was lit up. That's the only sign that was lit up, like a Budweiser sign. I put my uniform on, and I was sitting at my locker in the dark looking at that Budweiser sign. Then all of a sudden, Bob Boone comes down. You playing today, like that. Because you playing today, and you leading off. I said, okay. I said, okay, I'm ready, you know. And all that day, I think it was, I don't know if it was like a misty rain. I don't even think we hit on the field that day. Get out there for my first at bat, like the game's ready to start. Like, all right, let's roll. You know, you're a little nervous, you know what I mean? Before the game, this is my first time. Bob Boone said, hey, you ready? I said, yeah, I'm ready, you know, a little nervous. And I sat my helmet down because they said, hey, come here for a minute. You all right? I said, yeah, I'm good. So then all of a sudden, I put my helmet down and I walked out onto the on deck circle without my helmet on. And next thing you know, game's ready to start. John, I said, what? Hey, no helmet. I got my helmet on. I touched my head. I had no helmet. I walked back, got my helmet, and that I think that broke the ice for me and made me start smiling and just like, oh, man, ain't that something? And then when I stepped in the box, my back felt like nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear a pin drop. He throws the first pitch, ball one, fastball away. The next pitch, fastball away again. Ball two, he went away again. Ball three, Bob Boone gives me the take, 3-0, which is the right thing to do. And I stepped back and I was like, all right, get back in. I said, it's going to throw it right down the strike one. Now we're 3-1. I go, all right. He do that again, I'm blasting. All of a sudden, he threw it. I saw it. I said, that's the one. Boom, and I hit it. I didn't hear anybody. I hit this ball hard on the line. Bernie Williams is going back, and all of a sudden, boom, it goes out. And as soon as I hit it, I was used to, like, because I've hit homers before, so I could feel it. You know, I knew. I was like, I got him. I put my finger in the air, shaking my finger, because, you know, I was like, I got that one, right? I hit first base. I hit second base. I hit third base. I didn't hear nothing. As soon as I hit home plate, boom, I heard everybody. It was kind of like, man, it's over. I heard everybody after that.